Drought conditions across the east of Australia have left paddocks barren and forced farmers to pay skyrocketing prices for feed. But one farmer has found an interesting solution. He's turned to watermelons to feed his cattle. Here's regional affairs reporter Anna Henderson.
This is the sound of an unusual meal being consumed by beef cattle in the Victorian High Country. Michael Sweeney has just delivered a load of watermelons to his hungry beasts. Dealing with drought, Mr. Sweeney already reduced stock levels, but there are still 100 mouths to feed. He was looking to buy more hay when he came across the unexpected offer of free melons instead.
Yeah, give it a try and see how they go. They're high in sugar and quite a few vitamins.
The cattle were initially suspicious of the new menu. After a few days, success.
One mob was pretty much eating the red fruit out of it and left a lot of the rinds, where another mob sort of eaten quite a fair bit of both, actually.
The melons came from Kat Gratian, who owns a haulage company and has seen fruit used as fodder in the dairy industry.
Most farmers in our local area opted to feed fruit and sometimes juice or lollies. So watermelons were a great mix to add into that as well.
The company has put on 13 extra contractors to deal with the huge demand for hay as feed supplies dry up and the price of a bale multiplies.
A lot of local people have doubled their price, and a lot of hay merchants with a lot of bulk hay have actually tripled their price.
She says those delivering hay are arriving on properties and seeing people in dire straits, so she brought the melons as an alternative. The fruit is free if people can afford the freight.
I was in a position to purchase the melons in bulk amounts at a good price and decided to offer them as a free feed alternative for starving stock.
AM spoke to a number of animal nutritionists who say watermelon won't harm cattle so long as the fruit doesn't have any residue from pesticides, but they say it does not have a high nutritional value. Kat Gratian says the fact that producers are turning to such supplement options to keep their animals alive underscores the desperate situation many are facing.
This is a serious time of year. People are shooting their stock, and it's sort of hitting close to home for me, being a farmer, and it's hard for me to watch all these people struggling so much and still too proud to ask for help. You are entitled to help, and it is okay to be helped.
Haulage company owner Kat Gratian ending Anna Henderson's report.